and draw the dip in a bucket with a rope to it.
And wooden buckets?
Yeah, wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm. What about for milking? What did you use?
Well, we got those tin buckets. My mother got them from the husky wagon, and they were 6 quarts and 8 quarts she did.
And you mentioned about feeding the hogs. You had a bucket to take the stuff.
I had a basket, half a bushel basket I carried that in.
Well, I meant to say you have a bucket in the kitchen that you put the stuff, old potato peelings and...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We almost had a slop bucket. I call that slop bucket. Save that for the hogs.
Yeah.
Oh, and people used to give their dishwater to hogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if they didn't put the hard soap in the dishwater to give the hogs.
No. No, nothing like to do now.
Well, now, you mentioned your pots. Yeah, I think you call them both pots and kettles.
Yeah, kettles. They are old iron kettles. My mother had to... I thought those green beans was cooked.
Kind of like this.
Yeah, and I thought she could cook the best green beans ever I eat in that iron kettle.
Different sizes.
Yeah, and she had a brass bucket that she used so much. All brass. I remember that. I don't know what ever become of it. And then a big iron kettle where they butchered hogs to heat water in to butcher when they went to butcher.
And what are some of the other cooking utensils besides the kettles?
Oh, just old-fashioned, them old-fashioned coffee pots with a bale still. They was made of that granite.
Granite.
Yeah. I didn't even do that.
What'd you fry your meat in?
Well, the old iron skillet.
I'm making a kettle of soup, and you were going to sample a little bit of it. What would you use?
Use a dipper. My mother had the old-fashioned dipper. I called it, well, I don't know what it was made out of. Mm-hmm. Mm. Galvanized or something.
The same kind for drinking water?
Yeah.
I remember that. Well, it's so good, Jughead.
Yeah.
And, well, but if you were eating the soup at the table, you wouldn't use anything like that?
No. No. Old-fashioned big spoon. Had no soup spoons.
I guess there are a lot of houses today that don't really have a soup spoon, just use a solid tablespoon.
Yeah.
Well, now, up on your fire board, you might have something up there you'd stick a few flowers in.
That would be an old-fashioned vase.
Finish your meal, clear the table, put the food away. What was the next job you had to do?
I always swept the kitchen. Had to, you know, it was a bare floor, and we had to scrub the floor sometimes. I had to scrub the kitchen.
Yeah. But, I mean, what about the dishes? Well, you wouldn't leave those, you wouldn't leave the dishes for an hour or two.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Wash the dishes up, and a lot of times have a tablecloth and or spread, and want them made out of, a lot of times made out of muslin, just plain muslin. My mother would make it. And spread that over the table and let the table set.
Yeah. Now, a piece of cloth you'd use for when you're washing the dishes, what you call that?
Dish rag. Well, a lot of times you dry them, wash them, dry them on the same rag. My dad, oh, he made remarks about that about a year before he died. This is my dad's old place.
Yeah.